Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Michael Dalton?
This is him.
I am not holding anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is your age to make sure we have a representative sample?
I'm 56.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
African-American.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year's in, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
What was that again?
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you, I have criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, inflation and the economy, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. From the list.
All right, keep going. I was just thinking about democracy.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Protecting our democracy and freedoms. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, somewhat, not often, or not at all?
Some.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one, Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100. How would you rate her?
I'd say 50.
1950, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How would you rate that from 0 to 100?
Maybe 75 on that one.
Okay. Ron DeSantis from 0 to 100?
100.
The Democratic Party in general?
Yes.
From 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. Joe Biden, how would you rate him?
I'd say 75.
75. The NAACP from 0 to 100?
100.
Donald Trump?
100.
And Taylor Swift?
The same.
100, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat, or not so worried, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And now we're 70% of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your interest and for your kindness to help us. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree, correct?
Right.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Or somewhat disagree, sorry.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The next one, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
The next one, America's diversity makes it stronger.
I strongly agree.
The last three, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Strongly
agree, okay. And the last two, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Strongly agree.
And the last one, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly support.
And now I'm going to read you two brief statements some people have made about our country. And just tell me which you agree with more, okay? Statement A or B. Statement A. Some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunities to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Or statement B, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. So which of the two statements do you agree with more, statement A or B?
I say A.
And much more with A or somewhat more with A?
Somewhat with A.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with this is being undermined or under threat. And 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's being undermined at all, okay? The first one, a commitment to Christian ideals from 0 to 10.
Oh, 10.
The right to bear arms.
10.
Police that treat everyone the same.
10.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
Oh, 10. That was it. Yeah, definitely 10.
Okay. And the last 3, equal economic opportunities for all.
10. Everybody needs.
Okay. Immigration to this country from 0 to 10?
10.
And the last one, ensuring that everyone has access, equal access, sorry, to voting.
10.
Thank you. And finally, this is basically the last part of the table. So thank you so much again for your time. I'm going to read you 2 statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And again, please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, but you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, 10 means strongly agree, and 0, not at all, with the statement.
Not at all.
Okay, need 0? Is that a 0?
Yes.
Okay, and the last one. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we'll risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, strongly agree. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again. Your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
10, okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
And are you married? Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat, sorry?
Very.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
On Sundays.
Okay, every week?
Yes.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and this concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
No problem. You have a great day.
Bye. Thank you.